Joining us now is future
sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin's Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
So you expect after the day's off, then Giannis will probably play.
I didn't say that. I said.
He didn't take a note. That's why.
What's the game after the 3 days off?
Cleveland.
Yeah, I'll bet you $5 he plays. I'll bet her breakfast at Ted's. They would love her at Ted's.
Definitely think she ain't going to Ted's.
What do you mean? 62nd and Nordwich. You can't go to Ted's? I'll
can I bring my notes to breakfast?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Have you ever been to Ted's, Star? I don't think so.
No.
I will wager you breakfast. I'll wager you breakfast. Giannis is playing against Cleveland. You want to join my club?
No, but I will do breakfast.
All right, deal.
I got to eat.
Well, that really isn't a bet, but either way, she wins breakfast because he didn't play. Joining us now is future head coach, the men's team at Wisconsin Green Bay, Zora Stevenson. Zora, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Can I pick anywhere for breakfast, or we got to go to Ted's?
No, we definitely got to go to Ted's because they'll be
okay.
They'll be
but
impressed.
I can order anything.
You can order anything you want, yes.
Well, you have a
minimum.
Zora, he's old. You know how old people do. They do the same thing over and over again.
Now, you have a minimum right. $50 to spend there. Or maximum,
well,
I should
now she's
say.
Got minimums?
Maximum.
But Homer never holds up his end of a bet. So will I ever get this breakfast?
Yeah, you can show up next week, any day. The Bucks
next
back
week?
And, yeah, I'm gone tomorrow.
Today's
Thursday.
Tuesday only.
I'm gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday out of town. But Monday, every day after that, breakfast 7 a.m. at Ted's. Or if she wants to be special and be there before the place even opens.
Special.
The special people show up at 6:45. But I don't know. I don't know the schedule of Zora.
No reason to show up that early.
But the key is: would you accept the job as men's basketball?
No. That's not the key. First key: do you have any desire to even coach dudes? I said I don't even know if you wanted to coach dudes. I think you.
I have not thought that deep into it. I do love coaching at the youth level. Mm-hmm. College is tough. There's so many different factors.
I'm wrong again.
Pros seems more applicable to what I like because then you're kind of just dealing with ball. But also, you know, there's this TV thing that I'm super into as well, right?
So. Oh, wait a minute. You'd rather coach than do TV. Come on.
I would really
have
to
tell her what
about
she wants to do.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd really have to think about that.
I've been wrong on everything I predicted recently.
TV.
Yeah, but coaching, you're in the middle of it. You're not observing. You're in the middle of it. All right. Okay.
I love,
what a shock. Homer's wrong about something.
That's
what
right.
a shock.
I know I'm not wrong about this, that Zora is so happy, as everybody should be, any game in this regular season in which Middleton and Giannis both play is the biggest W you can have. I don't care what the score is, and both played last night. Am I right about that, Zora? Did I get that right?
Well, it was a W before the game even started because both
yeah.
Chris, Giannis, and Drew were all available. I agree. But also, let's not take this out of context, right? I mean, they played Detroit. The score is 150-130. Let's not act like, you know.
No, I'd have given it a W if they'd lost to Detroit by 20.
Yeah, just because guys are available. I mean, that's half the battle. You know. And we got it. Chris came off the bench, and he came off the bench at a point where the Bucks were already up double digits, you know. He had 18 games where he missed. There's just still so much that's got to be played through. But, my goodness, it was great to see the Big Three out there again. Big test tomorrow. Denver Nuggets, they play tonight in New Orleans, and I don't know if Nikola Jokic will end up playing tomorrow. But just as a fan, I'm excited for that one.
How did Middleton look in general?
Yeah.
Just moving around physically.
To me, he looked good. 8 points, 4 assists. And I do want to, for the record, I am at an event right now, so I have no notes. Okay? So I'm just talking off the top here. I did want to establish that.
Maybe when you do well, you'll appreciate and the necessity for no notes when you've lived it like you have. But go ahead.
Wait, Paul. Tony, can we call Homer out, though? Because he uses
please
notes.
Do.
We have proof that he uses notes.
Do
I get a response?
You saw it.
Do I get a response?
Nope.
Oh,
we don't want to hear that nonsense.
Oh,
no
come
response.
On. Zara, do I get a response to you?
Sure. What's your? I mean, the facts are the facts.
Okay. Here are the facts. We have a competition, Rain Man, that was on the show, and I hadn't done the questions. So while this meeting is going on, I'm actually looking up questions for the contest.
He's not paying
Rain
attention
Man,
to the meeting.
Not paying attention to the meeting whatsoever. I would prefer not that it be publicly known that I'm doing other work while the meeting is going on. But my
too late.
So fine. That's what I was doing. Questions for Rain Man while the meeting was going on, not listening to anything that was being said.
Judge Stevenson, may I retort and interject?
Yes, you can.
The defendant said that he was doing something else and not taking notes. But suddenly, he had to be listening because he started yelling at the meeting. So I don't know how you can yell about something if you weren't listening because you were doing something else. Seems very difficult
to
do.
Homer, you'd be better off just admitting you were taking notes rather than admitting that you were doing something.
I agree, but it's not true. So I will plead guilty, but not to anything specifically, just to the premise in general, and be willing to move on because...
Picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah, no,
it's on Twitter if anybody wants to go see Homer taking notes.
You can say whatever you want about me any day in which Chris Middleton and Giannis both play in the regular season.
Can we keep Drew top of mind?
Well, no, he's that good, but I don't worry about him playing. He's healthy, so does he have an injury that I have to worry about in the same way as Giannis or Middleton?
No.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
I mean, if nothing is guaranteed in this league, every day it's like you hope everybody stays healthy.
Okay. Well, but, I mean, he's not. Giannis has missed games where you at least have to give it to some concern that he missed as many games as he did, and then Middleton is, the biggest issue by far.
I agree.
Zora's at an event. What event you at, Zora? I feel special that you got on, even though you're at an event.
Did you hear
some eruption there?
I know, I'm trying to find... You did? Yeah, it's the Milwaukee Bucks Diversity Leadership Council holiday party. We are painting our versions of the championship trophy. Yes, I know, it is the middle of January, but... So here we are.
Do you have skill as an artist?
Negative. I just showed up and I told everybody my painting is going to look awful.
She's setting the bar low. We need to tweet us a picture of your work, please.
Okay, I can do that.
That's fine. And if you need anything done, that good. I can have my son do it for you. Because the key to life is what is it, Tony? Tell her the key to life is stealing.
That's not my key. That's your key.
Stealing from the best. So when you can't do stuff, fine. Find your art person.
It's knowing your strengths, correct?
Yeah. I'm not doing it for because sure, I. Sure. However bad you think you are, I'm worse.
Hey, can we pick a day for Ted's? Because I want to go.
Yeah, sure.
No, seriously, I do want to go, but can it not be 7 a.m.?
Yeah, it can be whatever time you want.
Yeah.
What time? Why is 7 a.m. too early for you?
For sure.
Wow. That's kind of high maintenance, isn't it, Tony? Is it high maintenance if someone says 7 a.m. is too early every day?
No, I agree. Right. 7 a.m. is too early.
No. I mean, I like to wake up and get my workout in and then eat.
Oh. So probably
I'm
like
doing all that, but...
10?
Yes.
No.
Yes. 10 sounds great.
10's not even breakfast anymore.
No.
You're in the lunch.
Yes. Ted's is always breakfast. Always.
All right, fine.
10's too late for breakfast? Well, then you can order non-breakfast. They have other stuff, too. You don't have to order breakfast.
I'm available Thursday. Otherwise, I'm out.
What forever?
What next week? I'm saying next week.
Oh, next week. Sure. Thursday, done. But you're not in charge. The star is...
No, you got to ask Zora.
The star is Zora, so...
Well, yeah, that's the game day, which means by 10 a.m. I'll be at the practice facility. So, look at us, like, sure. Going through our calendars on live radio. Can we do like
you guys go through it. I'm.
Can we do the weekend? The Monday, the 13th.
Monday the 13th. Check your calendar, Homer. Homer's got nothing on his calendar.
10 a.m. Ted, 10 a.m.
Monday the 13th. It's done. I'm in.
Boom.
I thought I had.
I'm available.
Monday the 13th of February?
Yes.
Please.
It's the day before Valentine's.
Not good. Meeting with the mayor at 9:30.
No, you
yeah, right.
Get out of here.
Yeah. 10 a.m. on the 13th at Ted's. Yes. Book it.
Boom. All right. With nobody.
Anything else great. We need to know about the team?
We'll have lots to discuss. No.
I mean, where's Ingles going to fit in? He's clearly going to play when we get. What's he as part of the rotation? Maybe How does that fit?
Maybe he's going to take Connaughton minutes. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Same role that he's been in, off the bench. I think it's going to be really fun to watch him and Chris continue to play together because they kind of have the same stature. I mean, you know, a little bit different game, but the ability to come off the pick and roll to create for others. So that's going to be fun. I think, you know, I've really actually been impressed with the way Joe has seamlessly fit in with this system. You got Chris Middleton will eventually get back in the starting lineup. So it'll be Drew, Chris, Giannis, Brooke, and Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off the bench.
Portis.
Grayson.
Number one.
Will be Bobby.
Right.
Joe Ingles.
Are we not trading Javon. Grayson? No?
I don't know what the Bucks are going to
do. I don't think they're going to trade it. Why would they trade? I don't see them making a trade other than to maybe, unless they have somebody that somebody else wants, I don't think they feel that they need to do anything.
You all know Serge Ibaka is no longer with the team, correct?
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so that automatically means somebody's coming in. All right, you don't want to give them up for free.
Right.
Draft choices.
So you got to find a solution. You got to find a solution for that works for Serge and for the team.
So they need. You're talking about a big guy.
No, it doesn't have. No, you need to get a player. You need to. You know. Like, it needs to be
can
equal
we go, can
exchange.
We go get, can we go get Giannis' other brother?
I think he's overseas. They are loud.
So?
My goodness. These parties get...
Get them all. You know. Let's get them all over here. Let's go.
You know, Alex is on the G League team. Yeah, we can get all the Authentic Kinkos in Wisconsin.
Let's go. I'm going to join that club. I don't even know if it's a club, but I'll join that club.
So I didn't know. Just last quick. What exactly is the situation with Ibaka? What happened or what he just they released him or what?
He's no longer with the team, so he's technically at this moment he's still like a Milwaukee Buck. But like you look on the injury report and it says not with team, just how it says like with Jay Crowder and the Suns right now. And so both Serge's team and the Bucks are working together to find a solution to find Serge a place that makes him feel fulfilled and, you know, at peace, and also that the Bucks feel like, you know, they're in a good spot as well.
Okay.
That's the latest with Serge Ibaka.
Because generally, that could be going on and you'd still be on the team.
Sometimes, but I mean, if in a situation where you know you're going to do that and both sides know that, like, you just don't want that. Like, he's not around the team. He's not traveling. He's not,
right.
Like, in the press. He's not around.
The trading deadline is, I think, what, February something? I don't know what it is.
9th. That's what I said. That February 13th is actually perfect. We'll have much to discuss.
Yeah. Here we go.
At Ted.
Let's go.
Shout out to Ted.
Check.
Can't wait to experience it.
Can't wait to experience it. I wish Tony's been to Ted's and you have been to Ted's, haven't you?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Oh, this will be great.
Since the last time then owner of the Bucks, Herb Cole, was there, this will be the most famous group. Mike Breen, the voice of the NBA for the finals, he's been there, but he doesn't equal Zora and Tony Smith.
Big.
And I'll tell
he's
him that
big.
If he ever comes back into town. you're now the second most famous. All right.
At first, I thought this hit, we talked about nothing, but we actually did accomplish a good bit of business, so.
Yeah, everything's good. We may just talk about the Bucks the whole rest of the show because Middleton played, and the little that I saw, his leg looked good. That's all I'm watching. How much does he just look normal in terms of the way he's going up and down the floor, taking his shots?
Hey, Homer, I know Zara didn't hear it, but you heard it. We got to get the break. She's at a live event. Let's go. Thank you, Zara.
Bye, guys.
She seemed okay being at the live event.
She's got stuff.
She doesn't want to go. She's on the phone, which means that she doesn't have to draw, and she doesn't want to draw because she stinks. We were doing her a favor.
Well, now I'm doing Pebble a favor.
All right, when we get to Ted's, I'll ask Zora to see if she will say, hey, I was happy I was on the phone. because I was going to have to draw something, and mine was going to be horrible. So, all right, next. That's right, we have Rain Man coming up. Can't believe we're a little late. Rain Man, caller five. Caller five, Rain Man, you could win Cousin Subs for a year. 1-800-990-3776. Next.